discover that you are the song that the morning brings. The heart has its seasons, its evenings, and songs of its own.
Commander Q.
Thank you.
Objects, possibilities, abstracts, and
science and morality at the level of the individual, thus freeing us to evolve independently.
We'll be right back. This is volume. This is volume, I think it's volume 46 of my thoughts pad. I mean, voice journal. Stupid, headphones they don't deal well. Loose connection or something. Volume 46 of my voice journal. It's 11:15 or so. It's Thursday night, October 19th, 2000. I'm in my bed, sipping on a bottle of Hawaiian Punch. Lainey was raped, and she became pregnant, and she aborted the baby. She is has been so deeply torn up about this event. This single event I sent her a poem tonight by email that I wrote at the Diesel Cafe in Somerville in this chair that I wrote my first poem for her. It's a long, long poem. 7 pages in my notebook. Her note to me tonight came partly as a result of we got cut off while talking online, and I wrote her a note saying, I think that we were cut off. I don't think that she just bumped out on me. And she wrote me back saying that, no, the computer crashed or whatever. And she told me what happened. And she told me, too, that she still feels optimistic. She's never told anybody what she's told me now. I've changed her life as much as that man changed her life. She doesn't see it, but she's healing slowly, slowly. Relationship is very romantic, but I think that it has to be other things too. Many, many other things. I'm not going to abandon her. My friend Joe says I get mixed up with needy chicks. I guess I do. Glad she wrote to me. I'm glad she told me what she'd been holding back. I know not her worst. I know that she was a sweet young girl who had something horrible happen to her, and it changed her life. I know that my presence has had positive effect on her. And the more I stay with her, the more she'll grow and she'll heal and she'll become happy again. To sleep, to get up, to go to work. I love you, lady. I love you so much. I want to win you every day. It's Friday, October 20th, 2000, 7 o'clock a.m. I'm on Green Street, heading toward Bell Rock Cemetery, heading toward Canal Street, heading toward the T. I'm still kind of amazed at Lainey's letter, telling me the whole story, what happened to her. 3 years ago. I'm still just amazed that she's told me all this, and that I'm her hope. She's mine. She doesn't get that part. I don't think. If there was ever a way for me to feel that it would be possible for me to in some way balance my own books. How the spirits. Beautiful today. It would be loving, lady. She's symbiosis. Art and love. Artist and muse. Become muse and artist. She's the possibility of which I've dreamed. She's a huge part of my future. She's far too far away. I need her near, soon. Really long poem. I mean, what I sent her last night is incredible, in a way. There are moments in it that are ridiculous. They're really good. The funny thing is, I think so much ground has been covered already with her, just by her telling me the things she's told me, just by her having another person who exists and walks around with her knowledge and is not judging or condemning her. Gained her trust in ways that she never trusted anybody before in her whole life. And to my own credit, if I can possibly feel I deserve any credit in this, which I deserve a little, but it's mostly her. But to my own credit, I haven't run. And I haven't evaded her pain. But I haven't allowed her to constantly wallow in it either. We have at times a really joyous friendship. At times a sad one. Tim Larry, you old fuck, what would you think about this? I think you'd be proud as shit. I think you'd be proud as fucking shit of us for what we've done. And you'd be right, we rock. She's not alone. She's not alone at all. She's with me. And she'll be with others too. For I can't be all things to her. Eventually, she'll need other people. I think she has other people now. But in some ways, but it's like they blink in and out for her. She mentioned the boss, her boss, helping her out in times of crisis without asking any questions. And so he sounds like someone special. She might have others. But really, she has me. She has me. The battery. We've known each other 11 days. It's been incredible. She's emotionally bonded to me. Well, I'm emotionally bonded to her, too. The truth is that this thing with Lainey and my art are far more important than anything in my past. Far more important. Even though I'm tired and ragged, brought out in me what I wanted to manifest for so many years. We're not done with the suffering of what happened. But she's told me about it. She told me the story. From beginning to end. Not in the details, but she told me it. She's not holding anything back anymore. Best moments. She wants to heal. She wants to love and be loved. She doesn't want to be alone anymore. I'm her toe line back. There are things I'm going to never tell her about, but there's an awful lot I'm going to tell her about. And I think that she'll deal. I really do. I've been in love with her from where I met her, but I keep learning what that word, what that phrase really means. How deep it can go. And how it can keep going deeper. Well, Lainey, you're with me now, and I'm with you now, and that's the way it is. That's, I think, the way it's going to be. Saturday, October 21st, 2000, 5:55 p.m. Lainey and I talked up until 11 o'clock yesterday morning. I haven't heard from her since, but when I sent her emails at work, I didn't send her panic emails, just wishing to talk to her emails. About an hour ago, I sent her a letter that I wrote her last night and today. It's more of the same. It's continuance. We're supposed to talk this weekend, but I don't think that we will. I don't really know. I mean, I didn't have the chance to nail it down. Kind of bums me out, but hey-ho. So this guy I know named Steve sent me some crackers laced with LSD. And I'm planning on having a trip tonight. It's good that it's nighttime. I'm doing it. The weather's gorgeous. Sorry I missed today being home. But 3 hours of my being home today were good. I talked to Rick Amonte for the first time. Since the end of April. 6 months, pretty much. We had a good talk. We covered a lot of ground. And, said a lot of things. I think shit's gonna be cool between us. Which is good. I'm glad. I even told him about Laney, and he didn't make any comment. I'm sure he thinks it's crazy, at least to a certain degree, but... You know, what can you do for another person, really? That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Anyway, yeah, so I sent her a long email. One thing I've learned about these things is that, that first time talking on the phone, first time meeting, they're emotionally difficult. And I guess I'm pressing a little bit, but I'm trying not to press too hard. I'm trying to press as hard as I need to for my own ease, but not so hard that it throws her into some kind of panic. She said she's emotionally bonded to me now. And I'm emotionally bonded to her, and I do believe we're going to go on. I think she wants to in the dearest way. And I keep pressing forth honesty in our relation almost fearlessly. I'm glad I have acid right now because, frankly, I need to go into some deep pondering spaces. Gain perspective on the whole thing. It's the most important thing happening right now. Tomorrow we begin or resume work on the Cenacle. I'm hoping, since it's pretty much all assembled, that it won't be that hard. I mean, all the pieces are gathered. So, it's not a matter of doing that. I have 2 weeks. I've sent out the postcards. I have to do my radio show. I have to find a place to watch football. But, yeah, so... Oh, man, maybe I'll watch from that, that place in Austin that... Placed by the railroad tracks. It might be really good. Be good to see game. And if I'm there, it's Austin. I won't have any problem with getting to my radio show on time. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to see tonight. I'm awfully tempted to see Spike Lee's new movie, which is called Bamboozled. I think if I'm tripping and see it, it'll be quite an intense experience. I'm a little afraid not having heard from Laney. I thought I would. Shoelace is coming untied.
Both of them, as a matter of fact. I'm going to trip in a canal street tonight, I hope. Take a break the rest of the day from riding Lady.
Take a break. So Bag Zen is set for the moment, and Nat Perfect is set for the moment, and my website is set for the moment. I need to write more poetry, but I'm not sure if tonight will be the night I do or not. I'd like to write a non-linear poem for contrast. I don't know if I will or won't. Because I've been writing to her, I've not been feeling the pressure of woman taking over my brain. Feeling good anyway, because I've written letters to her and poetry to her, and I wrote Bags in the other night, which I was struggling with anyway. However, I think that it's really important that I have other things going too. I simply must. Do I know what's coming next? No. Uncle Sammy's playing at the Middle East tonight. Sorry to say, I'm not gonna go. I just don't think I'm gonna go. I might. I'm not really sure. Also strange, but it's hopeful. I guess I'm feeling I have to convince Lainey to talk to me on the phone. It's the next step. I asked her about visiting on her birthday, which would be November 10th. That weekend, we've known each other a month. She said she didn't know if she was ready to face me yet or not. I can understand I'm pressing. I really can. But I have to. Made a foothold into her darkness, and I don't want her to get settled with just the idea of corresponding with me by email and by instant messenger. I want her to know that things are different. It's a new world. Been in the old one too long. What are my expectations? I don't really know. I went down to see her. What would happen? I don't even know if she's ever going to talk to me again. So, I don't know. I do know I've given my everything to her so far. In an effort to show her I'm for real. But I can't help thinking that I'm doing the right thing. I do think it. I think we started out strong, and I just want to keep it going. I want to be better and deeper and more and better, mainly. I want to know that she is me now. She's not alone. I'm not going to abandon her. But even saying all this now, I feel like I'm rushing her. I might be pushing her too hard. But, and yet I don't know. I think that's what she wants. I'm a strong curative. That's what she needs. Someone who's no fuck about the whole thing. So my instinct is that I've written another long letter. I typed it up. I sent it off. I've done my bit. I really don't think she's going to run again, but the fear in me mulls on it. Meanwhile, I have to pursue my own life, even if at times it's really difficult. I have to do that. I hope for the best. Easy for me either, but I said in my letter to her today, or it was the part written last night, that I've been waiting too long for the possibility of what she and I might have together to blow it. I've been waiting for Lainey for years. I think I've been waiting for Lainey all of my life. But she wasn't even born until I was already 13. I can't look on it as a gamble. I have to look upon it as something I'm investing in. It's going to get better and better, because that's what it's been doing all along. the night. I don't know which theater, I don't know which movie, but I did get out the door, thank goodness. And I've got my LSD and my friend Steve told me to have adventures in the name of family. San Francisco LSD. Yum, yum, yum. Alright. That's it for now. Sunday, October 22nd, 2000. 1:25 a.m. Coming away from the Malden Center T station. Tripping on two hits of acid. Wanting to make something of it since it was a gift. A gift from family with a PH. Wanting to make something good of it. Something beautiful of it. Not really sure what to make of it. I felt very intensely about that movie. I felt very intensely about getting on the trains to get back to Malden. Now I'm here. So I'm probably going to make it home unless I get hurt, which I don't plan on doing. But I guess you don't plan on getting hurt, do you? Lainey hurt herself after she got raped. Tried to kill herself. Didn't work. Found out she was pregnant. Had an abortion. She's been in pain ever since. I'm trying to tell her that death is wrong for her. And yet I do tell her that all the time with everything I do. My very presence in her life is antithetical to things. I fuck things up, but in a good way, I think. I mean, it can't be any worse. But she's afraid to meet me because I might not be real, or I might be real. And then what? She might choose to stay alive. And then what? The harder path is life. That's why we go through it. Because it's the harder path. Because going through it is something that strengthens everybody. What does that mean? It means somehow suffering and surviving and enduring and prospering make everything better. Everything. Now, why is that? It's all an illusion. And I don't know that it's not, but it seems real enough to me right now. I feel like I'm walking through it. I feel like if I didn't get off this street and make myself visible on it, I'd get hit and killed, and that would be different from what I was doing a moment before. So that means death is something other than life. So I don't know. But I've just met this girl, and she's in a lot of pain, but there's times where she's in a lot of joy. And I'm causing it. And maybe I'm doing her good. And maybe that scares me, because I fear stop doing her good. Stopping doing her good. I fear doing her good with a price tag. Doing good doesn't have to do with expecting anything. I should just love her because I do. But I'm lonely. And she seems so devilishly lonely, too. And I'm the first person to break through to her in the past several years. And I don't want to let go of her. It seems to me like, well, I can't really talk to anybody about it, though I've tried. But I feel like a link back to humanity for her. But I don't know, maybe that's just drama. Maybe that's just drama. Maybe she likes drama. Maybe she has a whole web of people. And I'm just one more caught up in it. But I don't think so. I think something happened. I believe something happened when we met. I have to believe something happened when we met. Because my life's been so incredibly lonely and full of pain for so long. And I filled up this pain with work and with noise, but and it's not all pain. I'm not going to go drama either here. As she said in one of her emails, there's people in worse pain, and I guess there's people in better joy. On sliding scale somehow. Look, I just want to be real to her. I want her to hear my voice. I want her to see my eyes.
Side B.
Sometimes it's no more complicated than that, though. No more complicated than here I am. I want to love you. And I want to do it unreservedly. Because that's what I want to do, Lainey. I don't want to hold back. I want this one to be right. I want this one to last. I think this one can last. Even though it's just begun. It feels comfortable. It feels good. It's like a new car, but it's an old feeling. I could grow old with this young girl that I've just met. I'll take on your pain. But I need your healing too. Mine's a lot harder. Mine's a lot harder than yours. But I think we can do it. Walking along Canal Street, by the way, tripping. Joy, it's been so long. I look at my poor Rum Tech building. I guess it's being made into something new. I guess that's good. Maybe there'll be steps there someday. I doubt it. Those idiots wouldn't, like, put steps where there were steps so that I could sit there and remember the other steps and, like, be happy. But then again, it is where the front's the street, so I don't know. You have to have an entrance, right? I'm trying to keep to the sidewalk since I might be staggering or something. Who the fuck knows what's fucking roaming Malden streets at fucking 1 in the morning. Oh man, I haven't tripped on the street in so long. Saturday night, zombie town. I have to stop. I have to stop even if it's just for a bit. It's too much part of things for me not to. LSD equals G-O-D and the peace sign still here. I lipsticked those two things on so long ago. I don't want to be stuck in this town. I'm gonna have to give up some to leave. I don't know. There's no building to defense. Anyway, I'm sitting across the street. It's a nice night. I'm so paranoid about cops, but I ingested the evidence. And there's no sign of it now. It's in my body. And I'm not doing anything to anybody. I'm just trying to send good energy Lainey's way. She's so far away, but not. I love you, Lainey. We need to talk more. I love making you laugh. I'm so afraid of losing you. One way or another. I don't want to lose you. God, you bring up emotions in me that are really, really deep. It's not hard to bring up emotions in me. You've really scored down deep. And, it's really hard. Your pain is deep and it touches my own. purpose of pain is not to drown to it. The purpose of pain is to not go down. No. Create, heal, teach, love. Create, heal, teach, love. That's my mantra. Create, heal, teach, love. I think that's been on my chalkboard for months and I haven't really looked at it in a long, long time. I feel like my voice is different, but I guess it's not. I was just tripping, Massa. I was just tripping. I saw Spike Lee's Bamboozle tonight. He's so stuck in his rut, man. When he fucking takes himself out of it, he does good work. Summer Sam is good work. But he can't seem to accept good work. He has to do something that he can't do. He went for spectacle in this movie. Spectacle of different kinds. And you can't wake the masses. They're already awake and they don't give a fuck much. Shit, piss, eat, fuck, work, sleep. What else? What else? Crazy people like me tripped out on Schedule 1 narcotics. Sitting in an abandoned industrial, whatever this is. But it's not abandoned. It was abandoned, now it's being rebuilt. So that's good. It annoys me. They took away my steps. But they had to do something. So they're rebuilding it. So that's alright. That's okay. They're trying. Maybe it's the best they can do. Maybe it's the best they're capable of. So some of us are capable of more. We do more. Or we do different. I don't know. Maybe this is the best they can do. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the height they attain. Knock it down, build it up. Gut it, redo it. There you go. I never would have seen the inside of this building. I've seen it all now. So am I going to get my steps back where they were? Is it going to look like the way it did? Probably not. But that's all right. A Toyota with the Toyota truck with the cap on the back that went speeding by. White Toyota. Am I using this trip up good? I don't know. I'm thinking about pain and suffering. I'm thinking about the purpose of life. Doing it alone. It's not tripping with anybody. If I was tripping with someone, that'd be good. I guess. My trip alone. So I can write. I do everything so I can write. I have this compulsive need to write. And why is that? I just got off of work at 5 and went home and ate dinner. That wouldn't be bad. Listen to music. I have a lot of records. I don't ever listen to them. But I mean, would that be bad? Yeah, it would be. I like fucking writing. I love fucking writing. I love creating. I love making. I love imagining. I love music. I mean, if living is about being alive, then, you know, art is what makes me feel alive. And love does too, but love has been mostly elusive. Now it seems like maybe it's not. I don't know. It's strange. I don't want to be alone. I don't like being lonely. I've been liking writing Delaney. I've been writing her beautiful letters and poetry. It's made me happy. When I don't hear from her, I get unhappy. I get worried. I get paranoid. I think that my effect is passing. But how can it be? That makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. I've done so much for her, and I have so much more I want to do. There's a cat in the weeds. This is not a skunk. There goes a bread truck by. They often do. Unmarked. Strange unmarked bread truck. Isn't that weird? Maybe it's not bread. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. I love that Paul Simon album, man. That Paul Simon album just fucking grooved me out. He is such a fucking hero, man. He's such a fucking hero. Paul Simon and Woody Allen. Fucking meisters of New York. Contemporary living meisters. What's up with you, Woody, man? What was that last fucking movie about? That movie pissed me off, man. What the fuck? You can make that kind of movie in your sleep. Don't make it while you're awake and put it in the theaters and have me go see it. Because I don't want to. I love those three movies beforehand. It mattered. It mattered a lot. And then you go and make this stupid thing. And yet it had your themes in it. I mean, I recognize your themes. But you're a fucking master. I'll say that to Lainey. I'll say that to anybody. You are my fucking master. You are one of them, anyway. Like Rilke. And Paul Simon. Beatles and Trey, you know? I mean, I have a lot of masters, but you're one of them, man, and you're alive, and that's rare. I don't have too many heroes that are actually alive. I don't allow myself that pleasure or privilege or them, whatever. But the point of it is that you're alive, Woody. Make good movies. That is your answer. That's your redemption. Nothing else. Make great art. Make what you're capable of making. Heal, create, teach, love. Create, heal, teach, love. I gave that to someone. I gave that to Rebecca. A long time ago. She was the wrong person to give it to in any large sense. I did care for her. Damn. I got so worked up. Now I'm worked up about Lainey. It's a pattern. Over and over again. Crappy job, crappy home. Worked up about girls online. What about Laura? She seems to like me. What about her? She's real? I don't know. I don't think she likes me that way. I think she just, you know, enjoys hanging around with me or whatever. She had one boyfriend. She doesn't even know what having a fucking boyfriend is like. Maybe she's fucked around, but having a boyfriend's different. Having someone you can really talk to and depend on and all that. Having someone you're seen with and you're proud, you're pleased to be seen with that person. That's what that's about. You get that feeling, like in public or private, you're happy with that person. Then it's cool. It is great. So I'm just sitting on the 60s rock, soliloquizing to a machine. Machine seems to be receiving my soliloquy. So, whatever. I don't know, Laura's cute. She seemed inaccessible last time, but that was only one time. That is the second time. We'll see what happens. It's probably nothing. But who knows, she may grow to be comfortable with you and kind of like you and decide that she kind of digs you. And since she has nothing else going on, why not? But I think it's because she digs you that she holds back. Because she doesn't think you respect her or listen at times to what she has to say. You mock her, you antagonize her, you belittle her, patronize her. But you're also kind and funny. You pay fucking shitloads of attention to her. No one else is paying. At least you did. You don't anymore. Not as much. She used to kind of reach for it, which she sort of likes, I think. I don't really know. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I don't know anything. She's some fucking chick. I mean, that's all. She does cocaine and I don't like it. Probably this cocaine at work. She's probably a fucking fiend. But I don't know that, and I don't think that's true. I hope her meds one tonight. I really do. That'd be cool. You know, that would make her happy. I want her to be happy. Well, I'm on acid, but a car goes by, I assume it's a cop car, and they start having a narrative with a cop frisking me down. I guess I'm paranoid, huh? I am a little. This is beautiful. I love tripping. This wasn't very strong acid, though. It was okay. It was nice. But if this is its best shot, I've been further. I've been lots further than this. This is just fucking, it's a nice taste. It's a nice buzz. Probably keep me up way too fucking late. But I've done better. I want to write. I don't want to turn this off. So I'm going to do both. I'm going to record and I'm going to write. And if a cop comes along, I will say, recording and writing. What I have to do. Good Lord, I've written that girl lots of letters and poetry. 12 days known her. Is she my muse? Look at this, I'm going to write page 37. Keep going. What are you doing there? I don't know, I guess you're doing alright. It would be 154 a.m. Carnell Street. 60s rock. Zombie Town. B Town. Mass. I am writing and recording as I am writing. What I am saying that is, which sadly is not very much. Anyway, on my pen goes tripping along Carnell Street like the old days. Yay! Old days. Not really. If I can have a nice girl now, I will take now. Smiley face. For I am okay. Sometimes it hurts, but not always. Sometimes life is beautiful. Just like the movie. Smiley face. So happy now. Carry on. / Right on. Okay. That was 60s rock. And I'm going to get my notebooks. I'm gonna go. Here I am, tripping on acid, gotten to me by a guy named Steve, who I've never met, but I met his friend last December in Hartford, and I sold him a ticket to a fish show, and this was Steve's way of saying thank you, on behalf of his friend, on behalf of family, which I'm part of, which is wonderful. I'm happy about. And I'm going to play fishy music on the air tomorrow, courtesy of another friend of mine, my friend Jim in Baltimore. Family is wonderful. It's not where all of my energies go or lie, but It is a very important part of me. Ongoingly. That's the way it is. I love other things. I love fish. And I love family. I really do. I mean, it matters an awful lot. Sometimes it wigs me out, or I'm not as crazy about it as other people or whatever, but overall, I love the band, I love their music, I love their ideals, I love their dreams. I hope they're having a good sabbatical. I miss them. I'll tour like a motherfucker when they come back. I'll bring Lainey. If she loves me, if she's with me, I hope she is. We'll tour together. It'll be great. I want to go to San Francisco. I want to bring Lainey to San Francisco. I want to explore what is there, because I know what is there is a lot, and I just need to know more about it. Because they've got the secrets. I've always had the secrets. And I want to get to the secrets. So, I have to go there. I keep thinking I have to go there, and even with discouragement, I keep thinking I have to go there. I have a friend there now. Well, I've never met her, but through Land's End. Her name is Jerry Cohen, or Geraldine Cohen. She likes being called G. Anyway, she's told me that she's 28 or 29, I'm not sure which. She's told me that she would, you know, tell me about the city and all that, which is cool. She sounds really nice. Her handle at Land's End is Fish Loving Deadhead. She's good enough for me. Soon I'm going to be in Bell Rock Cemetery, and I'll be safe. Malden scares me. Bell Rock Cemetery does not. In the same way. Spirits, here I am. I'm tripping. Life is good. Life is good. Love is much. I love Jerry. I love Lainey. I mean, that's who I really love. I love Jerry as a, you know, some kind of newfound friend, and I hope to meet her. But I love Lainey. Lainey taps me. She taps right into me. I mean, there is no doubt about it. I should be afraid I'm tripping in a cemetery, but I've tripped in the cemetery so many times. And it's cool. It's alright. It's not the cars on the streets that make it alright, it's the thing itself. It's okay. The trees love me, if I'll just let them love me. Monte Tamarack. I talked to Monte today, well, yesterday. We're friends again. I told him what I had to do. He understood. I never blamed him. Never blame anybody. Not good to blame. To blame, eventually you get blamed. Runs both ways, I found. You usually end up fucked. Sooner or later. It's best not to, if you can avoid it. Blame, that is. God, there are a lot of stars tonight. Well, yes, there are a lot of stars every night, but I'm not always here tripping at 2 in the morning. Beautiful night. It's gorgeous. It's totally gorgeous. Why do I want to kiss Laura right now? Isn't that funny? I want to kiss her a lot. Does she want to kiss me? Good grief. Why would she want to do that? Boy germs. Ick. Who knows, maybe. Kissing's good. Hugging's good. I'd like to do ecstasy next weekend. I'd like to do more acid. I'm going to be in New York next Friday. How the fuck am I going to get down there? One way or another, I will. That's the thing. One way or another, I will. Only, I'm going to have to do the fucking job first. I think what I'll do is I'll do the job and then we'll get a cab. That seems to be, like, the way. I'm just going to disappear. It'll be a Friday. I'll send this shit through and just fucking leave. Nobody will know. Nobody will care. I'll just be gone. Nobody will be able to find me. And it'll wait. Whatever it is, it'll wait. Because nothing really important happens there. Just the bullshit gets shoved through. That's all. That's what happens. This is far more important. Ladies are more important. I met her because of that place, because of their computers, because I got restless at Land's End, and I went looking for someone who I couldn't find there. But I'm going to bring her there eventually. Have to. All my girls are there. My sisters. I have to bring Lainey there. Lainey's my princess. She has to greet all my sisters. They have to look her up and down and figure, oh, so that's who he was looking for. Chased us all. Didn't win. Found her. Found her elsewhere. How about that? Go figure. I hope she wrote to me, but I don't think she will. I think that it may be over already. But I don't know. If it is over, it was fucking wonderful. But things keep being over, and I don't want them to be. Really don't. Trying to learn about continuity rather than endings. It's hard. My friends at Trees, they always like me. It's book. Just a tiny guy there, big. I'll be long gone. I'll always love you. Trees. I love Trees so much. I don't know where he came from. But it's so part of me. I have to tell Lainey. We're gonna live on Island Paradise. Utopia. There has to be trees. Lots and lots of trees. Trees are powerful. They're good and they're powerful. And I like being near them. I like being near them a lot. So there must be trees, Lainey. I've been talking to this thing for a fucking hour. It's amazing. Probably saying the same thing, or I don't know what I'm saying, really. It doesn't really matter, I guess. I was thinking about the same thing I've been thinking about for days, and then there's this girl I seem to have met, and what may happen between us. How it seems to be breaking down again. Meet needy chicks who then, I don't know, they can't deal. Whatever. Time for South Park.
I'm gonna make a new costume during recess. I can still win that candy.
Hey, Kelly, are you gonna get your cookies?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna get my cookies.
Aren't you hungry, Katie?
This fucking show is sick.
Hello, children.
Hey, Jeff.
Cartman's dressed as Hitler.
Hello there, children. Oh, love the Elvis costume, Chef.
Elvis? I'm Evel Knievel.
Why Chef is Evel Knievel.
Oh, why the hell would you dress up like Evel Knievel? Anyway, I hope the two kids are... Ah! God bless it. What do you think you're doing?
Hey, he said I could have this pudding. Ask him himself.
Where did you get that costume, young man?
My mom made it.
God bless America. You get into my office before anyone else sees you. I have to show you an educational video.
I don't want to see an educational video. You bit my arm. Oh, good. Katie, back to normal.
Watch the video, Eric.
That guy Hitler
was a very, very naughty man.
So remember, kids, dressing up like Hitler in school isn't cool.
Now, do you have any questions?
Can I see that again? That was Karen.
You must remove that costume immediately.
I can't. I have to win those 2 tons of candy.
Well, how about we make your new costume? Let's see now. Thought of something. How about we make you a nice scary ghost costume?
Oh, no.
I don't want to be a stupid scary ghost.
And let me just make a few quick alterations, and there you go, young man.
It looks like the Ku Klux Klan. And there's undead.
Touching that pink eye that's going around.
Zombies are invading South Park. This show is sick.
Oh, man. I feel like a total chill. Oh, come on, Stan. Maybe that's just because you look like a total chill.
Hello, children.
Wow, that's really scary, gosh. Hey, where's Carl? Whoa, dude. What is that? I'm the whole solar system. The planets even all revolve the right way. That tub of candy is as good as mine.
Okay, children, get your line up so the judge can get a good look at your stupid little costumes.
Oh, my God.
Children, this year we have a celebrity judge, the star of Family Ties, Miss Tina Yether.
Oh, no.
Well, I thought she was dead. Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Miss Yether. Okay, the second place award for best costume goes to Kenny for his Edward James Olmos costume. And the award for the very best costume goes to Wendy for her Chewbacca costume.
What? But she looks just like everybody else. Up yours, Tina Yothers.
Up yours, Tina Yothers.
And the award for worst costume this year goes to Stan for his stupid little clown thing costume. Let's all point at Stan and laugh, children.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, Wendy. You ruined my Halloween.
Relax, Stan. You'll feel better once we're out trick-or-treating.
I don't want to trick-or-treat with you. You lied to me.
Okay, children, let's all gather around and bob for stupid apples now. You go first, baby. That's good. Just use those mouth muscles like the girls in Beijing. Wait your turn, Clyde.
Damn, Jonathan. What the hell got into you?
Pink eye.
Get the hell out of here, Jonathan. I don't want no goddamn pink eye.
And the president responded to the incident by saying, quote, screw those commie bastards and screw their little wussy space station. In other news, a pink eye epidemic is now sweeping the town of South Park. Here with a live report is a midget wearing a bikini. Clicks tall, more than half the town's people here in South Park have been infected with the pink eye virus. Symptoms include a complete loss of heart functions, blood pressure, lung activity, and of course, sticky puppy eyes.
Pink eye my ass? I've seen this kind of thing before.
Where the hell is Kyle? We don't have all night to wait for him. I bet I get more candy than you, dude. I'm crazy. I'm the candy master. No, you're the ass master. There's a difference. Hey, I'm not the one who walked around all day looking like Pippi Longstocking. Oh, yeah? Well, at least my mom's not on the cover of Crack Horn Magazine. God damn it! My mom is not on the cover of Crack Horn Magazine! Hey, dude!
Oh, good, you're here. Now, let's make sure we've got everything. Flashlight? Check. Frosted pumpkin pills? Check. Taser? What's that? We're shocking people who try to give us granola treats or something.
Yeah, granola pisses me off. Hey, Kenny. You still didn't get a costume, Kenny? Too bad drinking scotch isn't a paying job, or else Kenny's dad would be a millionaire. I say your dad would be a millionaire, Kenny. Kenny! It's very poor, Kenny! It's very poor! I don't like Kenny anymore. He just doesn't communicate.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Wendy.
How's your barrel full of candy, Wendy?
Oh, I didn't want all that sweet stuff. I gave it away to hungry children in Nairobi.
Did what? Are you insane?
Let's go trick-or-treats.
I don't think so, Wendy. I think you've had enough candy for one day.
Stan? I'm awful sorry you got dressed up like Raggedy Andy. Please don't be mad.
How can he be mad with such pretty hair and rosy cheeks? Trick or treat yourself, Wendy.
But Stan?
No buts, Wendy. I wish you were dead.
Doctor!
Well, hello, Chef. Let me guess, pink eye, right?
No, no, Doctor. I've seen this type of thing before. This ain't no pink eye. It's the living dead.
What the hell are you talking about?
Think about it. Dead people getting up walking around. And Tina, you ever stuck in town? Coincidence? Oh, I don't think so.
Chef, I think maybe the pink eye has made you a little delirious. Let me give you some topical cream.
Damn it. Don't you see? These people have been zombified. They have no heartbeat, no feeling. I'll show you.
Mr. Torres was here for a routine checkup, Chef.
Oh, sorry. But my point is, that Thomas and me ain't gonna fix what's wrong here.
Hey, now, there have been a lot of incredible advances in topical creams over the last few years.
Doctor, who was the first person to come in here with the sickness?
Well, it was the mortician and his assistant at the morgue, yeah. No, fellas, let's form a line. I've got enough topical cream for everybody.
Oh, how cute.
Kenny! Oh my God! Call 911!
Nice going, Kenny. She's about to give us candy.
Yeah, she had Sweetie Pops.
You owe me a Sweetie Pop, asshole.
We've got a big problem.
Why, Chef? What a surprise!
You're probably wondering why we're standing here with a pile of money and no pants on.
Actually,
Well, I can assure you that it has absolutely nothing to do with the Japanese mafia.
Not a thingy-dingy.
I don't really give a crap. We've got to do something about the living dead.
You mean Tina Yothers?
No, damn it. I'm talking about the zombies that have taken over South Park.
Well, Evel Knievel, why don't you jump over them with your rocket cycle?
All the hell with you both.
Well, let's get back to it.
Rightio.
Trick-or-treat.
Hope you kids like chocolate peanut butter cream puppies. Oh! Get it off! Get it off me! Ah!
We'll never get any candy if Kenny keeps eating people.
Yeah, that's it, Kenny. You can't trick-or-treat with us anymore.
Hey, they all dressed up like ghosts, too. One tootie bar, you cheap bastards.
Get off my property, you whining zombie bastard. Oh, sorry, children. I thought you were one of them.
Can we have some candy now, please?
Damn it, boy. What in the hell are you doing dressed up like that?
I'm trying to trick or treat, goddammit.
Remind me to whoop your ass good next time I see you. Now get in here before those zombies get you.
What are you talking about, Chef?
Zombies, children. South Park is overrun with the living dead. Haven't you noticed anything strange lately?
No.
Well, not really, except that Kenny keeps eating people's brains.
Don't you children see? Kenny's turned into a zombie, along with everyone else in town.
Oh, my God. That means if everyone is turned into zombies,
then there won't be anyone to give us candy.
Chef, you gotta help us.
I'm working on it, children.
Wait, where are we going?
The doctor said the first people he treated were the mortician and his assistant. Now, I've got a hunch
We'll get to the bottom of this at the morgue.
Respected presidential speechwriter, celebrated political pundit, looks great in a dress.
That make you horny, baby.
Join Ben Stein and Nancy Kremetl for an entire week of Wing Ben Stein's money episodes that pay homage to the great, not so great, and somewhere in between political figures of all time. Special Invitation 2000 episodes of Wynn Ben Stein's Money, all next week at 7:30, only on Comedy Central. Now there's more reason than ever to join AOL.
We'll be right back. things while going home. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? It's all a dream we dream one afternoon long ago. Splintered sunlight, inch your way through dead dreams to another land. Maybe you're tired and broken, your tongue is twisted with words half spoken and thoughts unhealed. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? Box of rain will ease the pain and love to see you through. Just a box of rain.